MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
The little girl was looked down upon for being black and was being...
Okay, here's what I want to know. What fucking magical town do you live in that they're perfectly fine with two lesbians getting married, but they're not progressive enough to be okay with a black baby? Where do you fucking live? Narnia? Because I've never heard of this town where they fucking love lesbians.
What's the name of the town again?
Well, we're living
Uniontown. They're shutting all the gay factories
down. And they're shutting all gay factories down.
Borrow is
because they're giving out black babies when they ask for the white with blue eyes.
You can't be upset you did this.
Because they're shutting hair in Uniontown.
This was your fault.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on the interwebs. So that's the way you get in contact with us if you are in the World Wide Web.
What is that?
Well, you know what? I'm so glad you asked me what that was.
Take a spin, now you're in with
the tech. God damn it.
Surfing on the internet.
So, hashtag Hippo Juice if you're going searching on the internet for us. And also, today is October, excuse me, Jacktober,
Rocktober,
because of these fucking guns. 22nd, 2014. You are listening to the Hippo Juice Show, going, 7 years strong now?
And growing.
Don't do that.
4 years strong is a good band.
It's not. Speaking of which, I have a question for the fans, but first let me introduce
everybody.
Is
the Anti Japan?
No. We are.
Is it Inky Inky Pan?
We are joined as always
by. Is it Push Push in the Bush?
You're so close.
I love the Push Push in the Bush.
Ooh, it's fucker right in the pussy.
Very close. You are almost there. Joined as always by Marie, no longer Sarkeesian, Lopez, John the Laser Santeri.
Beep, 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 beep.
You got to give him
Joel
time.
Dutch and Royce Van Wingerden.
Yep.
And, of course, Sean, don't call me Waters, who will be starting, and this actually leads into my next question, his own a cappella band called A Bridge Over Treble Waters.
We're not doing that.
I'm glad John liked it.
I am coming up with my own a cappella bands, and I would love the fans to help me on Twitter if you'd want. We have to come up with a hashtag. What do you think of that? Let me just tell you some of them that I've come up with. Nothing But Treble. Treble Over the Horizon. As I said before, A Bridge Over Troubled Waters. That's an all Sean family band. Think of the Partridges, but with Sean.
Or the Von Trapp family.
This one, thanks to Marie, Big Treble in Little China. It's a mostly Asian band, so Dutch, some of your family members can join.
Yep.
I'm just trying to be all inclusive. And Treble in Paradise. We already have one that Dennis, of course, sent to me. Double Treble, which is pretty good. That's me and you, Dutch. We're going to be in a two-man
acapella
group. We don't
have any bass names. Everything's all treble.
Yeah, because we do the opposite of that bitch. We're all about that treble. She's, it's a cappella, you idiot.
She's still all about that bass. And John, please repeat what you said over Skype, because I laughed a hearty laugh.
Oh,
about Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor, you know, she's all about the bass. Apparently, she needs this to be all about joining a health club at this point, because nobody cares.
Are you saying she needs a Meghan personal trainer?
Yeah, thank you.
I don't like any of this.
He's kind of funny.
I like where it's going.
That was funny.
I like where this is going.
I would like that all about that bass song if I didn't understand English. Like, the lyrics are the dumbest, like, fat-promoting thing. Like, the song is, like, sounds good.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's such a, like, I'm proud of being fat. It's like, ugh.
I hate those people. Those girls like, oh, I'm just curvy. Like, no, I know what curvy is.
Yeah, no, that is not curvy.
You're fat.
She's not
fucking
really
stretch marks and lasagna belly. I want it.
We already have our very first acapella band. It's Thomas Silverbeck with Treble Without a Cause. I like that. We were doing Trouble. Like, we didn't think about Rebel. Any Rebel movies could easily
Treble Without a Cause.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More like Treble Without a Pause.
Even better. That is either band. Hold on. That is a
Troublemakers was taken in one of my favorite movies. I just forgot it.
Good one. Thanks for interrupting me to forget your point.
I love it.
Cool story, Hansel.
You know what's really interesting? You.
And then Treble in Bits.
What was
another one? What are you trying to think of here, stupid?
He's trying to think of his favorite movie that had that band name in it.
Can you think of it quietly, though, so I could do the show?
No, think louder.
Meanwhile, can we understand
and more frustrated.
Why you guys meanwhile. Don't fuck this fat chick?
Actually, one of those feminist sites was trying to defend skinny shaming, saying skinny shaming is not the same as fat shaming.
Here are 2 points. Point number one, shaming anything will inevitably hurt someone's feelings.
Yes.
Whether you're fat, skinny, or whatever, if you're making fun of somebody, then they're going to be made fun of. Woo. Point number two, if you're making fun of somebody for being skinny, of course it's not nearly as hurtful as making somebody for being fat. You know why? Because if you're skinny, the problem is solved by eating more delicious food.
I just don't understand, and this is coming from a former humongously fat gentleman, when being fat became the norm and it's okay now, like, you know when you can't have a cause, when doctors are telling you it's not okay to have that cause because you're gonna die.
Well, 60, especially when devils are having them.
60% of people are obese. Yeesh. In this country.
Shut up for a second. He made a devil without a cause show.
Who?
Mm-hmm. What was that, an IED?
That was a Dutch bomb.
Good job. Jesus. And Mitch is saying Pitch Perfect.
Mm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Pitch Perfect. Not bad.
Troublemakers.
But yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
You see what happened there, though? You
can't.
Let me just save every blogger the trouble or treble about.
Treble Strikes Back. Instead of the Rebel Strike Back, the Treble Strikes Back. Boom.
Well, it was the Empire, though.
It was the Empire.
It doesn't matter.
Back.
I do what I want.
No, it's wrong. You're stupid.
Well,
bloggers, just stop writing about how shaming people hurts their feelings. We know.
That's the point of making fun of somebody.
That's why we're doing it.
It's fun. It's the whole, we all know the adage, don't say anything if you don't have anything nice to say.
Seldom do.
But nobody fucking cares about that
shit. I care a little.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody listens to that. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, so they're going to make it. You're fat, you're skinny, whatever. I don't give a fuck what you have to say about
anything.
What
if we did like an all-nice show?
No, we tried that.
We tried that, and it was awful. The internet crashed.
Everyone left.
We could try that if you want. If you want to try to do the nicest one as possible. You want to do an NPR version of Hippo Juice? I'm sure we could try, but I don't know how long I'm
going to
last.
Can we do it with the same amount of energy that they have?
None?
Well, considering that they don't have very much energy.
I don't think you're being very positive.
It's not
that they have a lack of energy.
I'm sorry, they're relaxed. Breaking news.
This show is brought to you by adamandeve.com.
Breaking news. A nuclear device has gone off in the United States of America. After this, we'll be interviewing the latest book author that you know nothing about.
This after our piece about ducks.
Yeah, because you know what? We're really all birds of a feather. Let's go to commercial on that. That was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I hate NPR. I hate it. And I have friends that listen to it. And I'm like, why?
They're not your friends.
Why do you listen to it?
Are they your real friends?
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to bring up, you know what? Let's have a nice show. A little. This is nice. We are always trendsetters, okay?
I like to think so.
And BuzzFeed, great for prep.
BuzzFeed is good at being trendsetters, which is why I read it.
We used to be
so
trend ruiners, but now we just set them up.
Dutch, if you look in the chat, there's a link here. And by the way, if you want to look this up, all you have to look up is 15 best high heels for your penis.
Ooh. Like what? Like high heels to kick you in the nuts?
No,
to make your dick look good.
Marie, that's can you what post I one thought. In the chat if you don't mind? Number one is the chunky summer heel. Now, Dutch, if you click the list and open it, and it's not safe for work, that's why I can't post it on your YouTube. I'll put it down. If you click it, you'll notice that there's a penis here in a nice strappy heel.
That's a decent sized penis.
My computer's running.
That's okay. Don't worry.
There's a penis.
Listen, it's worth the wait when you see a penis.
I'm excited. I can't wait for it.
Penis in a heel. John, are you looking at these penises and heels? Because I think it's very important.
It's loading up.
Okay.
He can't command a penis.
That's nice.
I'm getting it. You had to inspect Element to find the image source because
BuzzFeed. I get it.
Because blah blah.
So apparently, this is a new trend now where men are taking a picture of their penises, erect or flaccid, and putting them in women's high heels or shoes. It doesn't have to be high heels; just women's shoes.
Mostly. Wait, so how do we start this trend?
I have no idea, but I'm very happy that it started. The first one is.
I feel like Joe Coletta should be in on this.
The first one Marie posted in the chat. So get the red one. Is a summer. Let me see what it says here. A chunky summer heel.
Breeze
makes me feel
now,
good.
If you look at this, this is a
penis
flowing through the jasmine. Am I, dude, Marie? My
dick.
Oh. Now let's move on to number two because sometimes you have to be classy. This is a sexy, strappy black leather heel with a nice penis in it.
Wait, you guys are only on number two?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it takes a while for the image, blurriness to go away.
For some reason, my computer's really good at loading penis images.
It's very fast. I like it.
It's the fastest
at
loading. I'm already on number
18. Is that Prada?
Yeah. The next one is, number three is my favorite, the sweet kitten heel. It's a nice little a nice little bow on the head of the penis.
That one's very much so not safe for work.
Isn't it adorbs?
Is that me?
I don't know. No, did you ever put your penis in a high heel? Because then, yes.
You're hairier than that,
I don't know.
That,
look
John.
How fucking hairy that guy
no,
is.
No, you're
Jesus
hairier.
Christ.
You're hairier than that, John.
Now, number four is going back to the 90s. It's a retro 90s slipper here.
I think it's retro 90s curve.
Right.
With that Blade
with
Runner.
Penis. Right.
Guys, I want you to know how much work I'm having to do pulling up these penises for you.
Well, I hope they're very appreciated because... These like I said.
And I'm going to have to clear them out of the chat because we're breaking our own rules with the not safe for workness.
It's just a little
number
bit.
Number five, the person has stripper stars on his lower abdomen.
I can imagine
abdomen.
That this is Dutch's penis in number five. Number, is this Dutch? Dutch, is this you?
Number five.
I had to close my browser down because it's going slow. I have to look at it in a second.
Yeah, number five is this is a sexy, flirty platform shoe with an ice penis in it.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
See what I said? It could be flaccid, too. Doesn't have to be hard. Number six is this little black number here. Now, this guy I feel sorry for because number six, his balls are so big that they do not allow his penis to fit comfortably in the shoe.
He also looks like he's quite a larger gentleman.
Yes. Number seven, this red patent leather number. Now, what I love about this is not just how hairy this guy is, but specifically how hairy his pubes are. It's bad.
Well, he's
how about
gingery.
The fact that he's also ginger?
Yeah, he's
and also
ginger.
Is that a little bit of pre-cum I see in the head?
I hope so.
I'm just curious. Number eight, this trendy wedge. Now, this is a black gentleman, as you could tell by the size, girth, and color.
When did this thing start? This is so stupid.
Number eight is
stupid, or you're going to try it immediately.
Dickhead looks fucking infected.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like it's caught in a mouse
trap. How many of you boys are going to now put one of my shoes on your dick?
Maybe both I did of us already. Have already done this.
Oh, God.
Number nine. I'm not going to tell you which one. Number nine, the sensible comfy heel.
Neither am I.
Number 10, the breezy summer wedge. This gentleman is uncircumcised and has his penis in a breezy summer
wedge. It's like an anteater.
It's really terrifying.
Ew.
Number 11, this fun snakeskin look. Now, also, this gentleman decided to add a cock ring to this piece already.
Why wouldn't you?
Number 12.
And also, he pulled back his foreskin, so his the tip of his head is like purple.
Yep. Number 12. Yeah, that's the colorful clog. Number 13, the spiky, sporty heel. Don't put that one on backwards. Number 14, the elaborate summer sandal. Now, the best job about this picture, it has a penis in a sandal, but it also says 9/11 was an inside job, which I don't understand. I guess if you're going to make a social point, you want to do it with a penis in a sandal. Am I wrong by saying that?
No.
Okay.
This guy is a truther, and he wants everybody to know that 9/11 was an inside job, and that dick is no joke.
It was not. Okay. I'm just making sure, because that's a great way to make a point. And number 15, the last one. This damn perfect black heel. It's beautiful. His penis and balls are all the way in the heel. And at the bottom, it says, I clean my own kitchen.
Do heels make dicks look really big?
They make them look nice, don't they?
Don't you want to go grab a heel and put it on your penis?
No.
Not really.
You guys are just being modest.
Yeah.
That last one was my submission.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. I like it.
So, does anyone have insight as to how this trend started yet?
Somebody put their dick in a shoe and then took a picture of it, probably drunk. Mm-hmm. I would assume drunk. Mm-hmm. And then they posted it on the internet, and then some other drunk guy was like, hey, that faggot has his dick in a heel. And then he put his dick in a heel.
Mm-hmm. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
It's like a telephone game, except with penises and heels.
Right. That's gay, and now I'm going to go try it.
Nothing's gay anymore. Everything. I don't think.
No, because you have to go try it.
Are you allowed to call your friends gay anymore?
Sure.
No, I don't mean.
Yeah, of course.
No. I don't mean.
Well, do we have sex with each other?
That's what I'm talking about. Now we're getting back to the root of it. Because I just feel like guys are allowed to do gay things, even if they're not gay, just to impress their friends. Am I right, guys?
I agree.
Are you with me on this?
Well, depends on what you mean.
Well, I don't mean fucking a guy. Obviously, I don't mean that far.
Right, but blowing him
is fine. Gay chicken. We've all played gay chicken, right?
Right.
And for those who don't know what gay chicken is, what you do is you try to get as close as you can to your friend, another male or another female. There's no such thing as gay chicken because it's awesome. But guys, they get close to each other and you want to see how close you go. Whoever pulls back first without kissing loses. That's gay chicken. Everyone's done that. Everyone's done that, I think. And I don't think
I've done the not that so much.
I want to bring that up.
Like, how high will he let me put my hand on his thigh?
So
all the way in there. Dick.
That brings up my topic. And call in if you guys have one. 954-573-2780. What is
a topic or a gay story?
It could be both. What is the gayest thing you do with your friends? It's acceptable. Why don't I bring one up that we've been doing, and we even brought up. We have a nickname for it. But yes, Marie, go ahead.
The origin has been discovered thanks to Roy Black on crack. It is actually all sourced from the same website, www.yourdickloosgreatinthoseheels.com.
I like it.
Sorry, I stumbled a little. That. Let me say that again. Yourdickloosgreatinthoseheels.com.
It's a fantastic website. I'm looking at it right now. Dutch, I think they stole the way you make your trap website name, so it's very long.
I think I should sue.
You should sue, because Dutch actually had his own penis trapping company for a while.
Yeah, I did. It was like a Venus fly trap type of thing. It started that way in a combination with that and a Chinese finger traps.
Yes,
and girls essentially were supposed. You know, the idea was to shove it up inside your pussy and.
BPC. And, well, the idea BPC. Was to stop
people from raping them.
Your leg mouth. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it was to get people who were trying to rape you to stop raping you.
Now,
just be like, you got a Venus flytrap plus a Chinese finger sticker thing.
Now, Dutch, what was the website?
It was Dutch's penis fly trap penis trap penis. Thing for Chinese fingers in your. I ran out of steam.
You know,
I
don't know what it is. Every time we do one of these, we try and tell him.
Sorry, I'm trying to restart my computer and do a bit at the same time, and it's not working.
By computer, do you mean your brain? The gay thing that we're doing.
Wait, we're doing gay things?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot
gay
of we've been doing a lot of dick grazing.
Oh, that's gay?
And for those
grazing
who don't know,
or gazing?
Grazing.
Both.
Grazing. And what that means is you walk up. No, not like that. Not like a cow. But you know,
that's what grazing is.
When you're in a concert and somebody grazes your dick with their hand.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we call it dick grazing, and it sounds like Dick Grayson, who used to be Robin, so we call it robining, which means you walk up to somebody, and you have to, like, for example, it's not just rub, yeah, I'm going to rub your dick. You have to engage them in a conversation and fool them. And then go, hey, dick graze. Like, I'll be like, hey, man, what's the time? And then I'll, like, graze your dick. And that counts as a point. You can't just walk up willy-nilly and grab somebody's penis, obviously. There's rules.
Then I'm doing it wrong.
This isn't John and Nathan in a firehouse parking lot. That's for goddamn sure. There's fucking rules involved in robbing. So.
Wait. I still don't understand why we can't call it night winging.
Night winging would be when you grab all your friend's balls and make it like a, like you stretch it out.
No, but
the back of it.
Why would you? Uh-huh. But that's the bat wing. If you like show it to somebody
from the front, from the back, it looks like a night wing. Do your fucking homework,
Jesus. Man.
Anyway, that's the gayest.
My friends
thing.
In high school used to do the gum trick.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
You just take the fold of your ball sack and kind of like push it out through like your zipper and be like,
yep.
Oh man, is that gum? I think I have gum on my pants.
Yeah.
And they're just looking at your balls skin.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. No, guys have always been trying, since the beginning of time, been trying to figure out ways
see our unit.
To Can let I say, other guys see their dicks. It's I said fantastic.
I don't know if it's this or not, but Sean performed the very first aerial dick raise I've ever seen.
Oh, it was amazing.
We were at a pool party, and our friend Rampcat was here when we spanked you, John. We were at a pool party, and he went to jump over Sean to in the pool, and Sean put his hand up, aerial dick raise.
Yeah,
hasn't been done before. It was very impressive.
I was like, well, the pool wasn't, you know, exactly deep to begin with. I'm this giant thing standing
in
the middle of it.
A lot of things go into dick raising. A lot of people don't know this. You have to take wind into, it's like a sniper, wind into effect. You have to be able to sit in your own piss and shit until the right time when you could graze another gentleman's penis. This is not a young man's game. We play prison rules, okay? Just want to make sure everyone understands.
Yeah, we're a bunch of go-hards.
Yeah, we go hard. We have to be hard when we get hard as
really
fuck.
Really hard.
You get really, really hard.
And then touch each other's dicks.
It's not really what the young go-hards are wearing right now. You know, the go-hards are wearing. I can't wear this if I'm going to run with the go-hards.
So, yes, we run with the young go-hards, I guess is what we're trying to say. Mitch has a comment. Does a penis in my mouth count as gay? Yeah,
no.
It depends. Was it erect? If it was erect, yes. If it's flaccid, if it's flaccid, you're just playing a game. I think it's called silly stringing.
What
happens if it starts to grow in your mouth, though?
I don't know. You know, it depends. As long as if it gets half chub, you're not gay. But the moment it starts getting rock solid, get ready. You're a homosexual.
You're gay, yeah.
Or at least bi.
Oh, well, that's
or as a penalty. If it starts getting hard, you have permission to punch the guy in the balls.
Right.
No, but what if it's the kind of guy that gets turned on by that?
Command a penis.
Because I'm going to get really extra hard if you punch me in the balls.
Put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
But yeah, so jury's still out, Mitch. I'll let you know. We'll figure it out. But yeah, that's that. And also, we don't do it anymore because as a young man, you could people know this. As young men, you can endure much more testicle trauma.
Abuse.
Yeah, trauma. But when you get older, you really shouldn't be hitting the boys anymore because you know they're not as like they used to be. So we did used to do dick hits where you would just walk up and hit somebody's nuts.
Bam!
But that, you know,
how's your nuts?
Yeah, how's your nuts? That ruins a good time, and you don't want to do that anymore. I mean, it hurts. You know?
I always loved how's your nuts.
Yeah, because you don't have fucking nuts, and it's great to love how's your nuts when you don't have them.
Yeah, but punching Marie in the vagina has been a great joke that we've all done a million times.
Stop it, guys.
Punch her right in the cunt.
Do girls like penises? Not penises. Balls?
Sorry. I mean, I would hope some girls do like penises.
I'm still looking at dick on the screen here.
I mean,
are balls even slightly attractive
to
women?
D is not here now, but D has gone on record
D's
saying
online,
that
by the way, Maria, are you going to call her?
She's not doing the show, Connor.
Oh, do you never pay attention?
I just now read it. I'm sorry.
Never. Well, I know some girls that I dated like the just like their big thing was sucking on balls, like just like on the sack.
Why? Well, to be fair,
I'm not gay.
He was not gay. Anyway, look,
pleasure do they get out of that? They know it hurts for us. And girls, by the way, stop sucking on balls. That hurts.
No, I like shut up.
Don't listen to
do not talk for us.
Ladies,
does that mean that you have like testicular cancer or something? Because it doesn't hurt anybody
else. Do not
else
suck
on
balls.
It does.
Then maybe Dutch, go to the doctor.
I've been with.
Maybe the girls that are sucking on your balls have incredibly strong cheek muscles.
Yeah,
or
possible.
Maybe Dutchy has sensitive nutty ways.
Dutch does have sensitive testicle syndrome.
Nutty woodies.
I don't know, man.
STS. Do you suffer from STS? Can you not sit down without hurting your testicles? Hi, I'm Joel Van Wingerden.
No, it tastes like man balls.
The Joel Van Wingerden story.
Hi, I'm Joel Van Wingerden. And not many, too many men are embarrassed to admit that they have sensitive testicles. But I'm here to say...
Yes.
Go on, Dutch.
Testicle shields.
What are you here to say about sensitive balls? Please.
He said that.
Give us his PSA.
Testicle shields.
I don't have the music.
It's like a little chain mail.
I imagine.
But for your balls.
I imagine two Captain America shields.
No.
We can't get the rights from Marvel. We want to do that. Trust me. If it gets really good, we want to get Marvel rights. We want it to be two shields. We're also thinking of maybe two globes, like they look like the world, where
you know
it covers
what?
It.
You
and
know
we call
what?
My dick Thor's hammer.
Testicle shields should come in all shapes and sizes. For example, if.
Obviously, there's going to be size differences.
If you are an Asian man, you would want to have the great testicle wall of China.
Right.
Where it's a little, you know, wall that you know, you just hang below your... You,
right.
Well, there's a hook, right? It'll go over your penis, but then the wall protects the balls.
Right, because your penis works
fine.
Your penis works fine, and it's no problem. I get that. But yeah, you want to have designer things on it. I agree.
Now, what is a penis?
It's the thing that's above the testicles.
It's the thing you love.
You're not your mouth.
Oh.
Not your mouth normally.
Joel clarified for me.
Thank you. Yes, yes. But yeah, I mean, I think there's a market for it. We could definitely. It's like Pillow Pets, except for your balls.
Okay,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
Am I selling this correctly?
I think so.
Because I think it's a good idea.
You had me at balls.
I know, but you know, you're biased because you just love testicles.
I'm bi.
You're a fan of testicles.
You don't have to say assed.
They should have blue balls.
I mean, that's why when Sean used to have a car, the bumper sticker said my other ride is testicles. And
that doesn't even make sense.
I ask him. He loves him.
I sat in Royce's lap while he would drive.
Yep.
I don't know if we still play the promo anymore, but one of the funniest things I ever heard when we first started doing like the big guy voice was the Occupy Our Balls line.
Yeah. So, Occupy Our Balls.
Well, if you recall back in Hippo Juice's earlier days, I actually wanted to have a whole penis clothing line where we had designer clothing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I do.
Little hats.
So the shield is really just, you know, extra ensemble to the already designed penis clothing. You have the shield decorative for the testicles because you don't want to leave the testicles hanging.
Right. I get it.
I feel like I get it.
Oh, my God. We have a tagline for the commercial.
That's my tagline.
Don't leave your testicles hanging.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's brilliant. I'm so glad Dutch has sensitive testicles because this is really going to make us some money.
Finally, your balls are worth
something.
Suck
on that
shit. Yeah. Now they're really his moneymaker. I like it. I really like it. So we'll come up with more ideas. I think Dutch, obviously, we're going to name it after you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know,
Dutch Guard?
No. cirrhosis Guard.
No, that's mean. I'm trying to think of a good. Van Rockstars? Van Cockstars.
Ball
Van Ballstars. Yeah. I like it. I like
that's
it.
That's where it's at.
So how about the Winger Ballin'?
I like that.
Winger balling.
Yeah.
Sounds a little too free balling, which is the opposite of what we're trying to sell, which is protection.
Well, we'll figure it out. We're the idea people. We'll let China Manufacturing figure out the specs.
Well, you know what else we have to figure out before the end of the month?
Why am I still looking at these penises and heels?
No one needs to figure that one out. Sean, you're gay.
Oh.
We figured it out a long, long time ago.
Now, what we do need to figure out is why teal is the new orange this Halloween.
Because orange is the new black. Mystery solved.
Wait, teal's an orange? Is that a thing?
No, here's what it's going. Go ahead, Marie.
The Teal Pumpkin Project. Yes, there's a project.
Now, is that a new indie band? Who are they opening for?
That does sound like
Dirty Heads.
Right? Hey, this is Bill from the Teal Pumpkin Project. Listen to 104 Rocks.
Anywho.
Marie, story.
Teal Pumpkin Project is encouraging homes to offer non-food treats to keep kids.
Boo! So they're gonna be handing out delicious Boo! Indian flatbread.
No, not non N-A-A-N-N-O-A.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. No, but it's for kids that have food allergies because all of them have it now.
Every kid,
as we
all
know,
kids.
Yeah. All kids are either allergic to peanuts, shellfish, or gluten.
Or they have Asperger's.
So you can't give kids food anymore.
No.
Ever.
We're making a bunch of retarded and can be killed by the wind babies. We're not going to survive.
Do you think that's what it is? But here's the thing. I developed lactose intolerance later in life.
He will not tolerate lactose.
Now the way the diets are gone.
He will not tolerate lactose. He went to an anti-lactose convention.
I did. Mm-hmm. I burned a cross on lactose's lawn.
He does it all
that
the time.
That is really racist.
Yeah, he does. He burns crosses in front of cows all the time.
I'm having lactose moved in my neighborhood.
Get out of my neighborhood, you mulatto cows. Lactose. He yells it at him.
Exactly.
The food.
You mulatto cows.
I like it. Reading on the story, mm-hmm. the Food Allergy Research and Education, or as they like to be called, FAIR, has started the
SHIELD.
Has started the Avengers.
As they like to be called, the Avengers.
Has started the Teal Pumpkin Project.
You can't just call yourself whatever you want. I hate when people come up with that. Like, you're going to tell me that their acronym just happened to spell FAIR, or they weren't sitting there with a pencil going, How do we spell FAIR? How do we do it? Sorry, Marie, go ahead.
The organization is encouraging communities to start the tradition of offering non-food treats for trick-or-treaters to make Halloween safer for children with food allergies.
So, like, toys then,
like,
right?
What? Pennies?
Yes, pennies and toys.
Yes, kids need to eat pennies.
Yep. Homes that offer these non-food treats should place them in a teal pumpkin.
No.
Teal is the color of food allergy awareness, apparently.
Okay, if your kid is allergic to everything that's outside, no parents that have, you know, these little monsters are going to let them go out.
No,
I would let my kids still go trick-or-treating, and I would take all their candy for my own.
What's happening is there's a whole generation of parents out now, there that is fucking dumb.
Okay,
and they're allowing their children, mm-hmm. like, there's a whole generation of people raising kids that don't understand that before your child turns 1 year old, mm-hmm. they're not supposed to have anything but natural breast mm-hmm. milk and baby food, whatever your doctor tells you that they right. can eat. You can't give them a French fry from McDonald's and say, this is okay
this
for
is
my
food.
Baby to have at 4 months old.
Yeah, you have to wait till at least 7 months.
No. In the first year, the baby is not supposed to have anything.
And
like
then
that.
In the first year, though, he could fucking eat all the McDonald's every single
no,
day.
No, you're not supposed to do
Are
that
you
either.
Sure?
Sean, do not tell me my baby can't eat chili because my baby loves
my,
chili.
My baby loves chili.
You're not supposed to feed the baby chili.
Are you
my
sure?
baby loves chili so
the
much.
Baby,
what if it's really spicy chili?
No!
And don't worry, Sean.
It's a baby!
Sean, it'd be vegetarian chili.
What if it's a lactose baby?
It's vegetarian chili. I only use a little bit of Tabasco.
And a little bit of ground beef.
No, it's not.
It's
poor
fine.
Baby.
Not Marie.
I serve it in a teal pumpkin. It's fine.
Can I ask a question? I'm glad you brought that up. How is Seal going to get around to all these pumpkins and give food out?
Teal.
Are you
the light blue color.
No, he's African American. And he sang that song
no,
for the
no,
Batman
no, no.
movie.
And he's got that shit on
teal.
His face.
Teal. It's
You're
like,
saying it wrong. It's with an S, you idiot. It's Seal.
Teal.
You're thinking T-Pain, and that's
now I'm
racist.
Distracted by how beautiful Seal's song is.
I know, and how ugly his face is.
And how did he marry Heidi Klum?
I have no idea. No one knows.
He hid that side of his face.
He obviously got into a knife fight with her.
That makes
Baby,
sense.
I can feed you chili all goddamn day.
No, don't feed the baby chili.
The baby's I can not feed
to you. The stranger, you poop. Yeah.
Now that's your seat.
A bottle.
we all wanted to sing on that one. Sorry, guys. We all got excited about what we could feed a baby. It is not breast milk.
Or formula.
Obviously, babies hate breast milk.
To go to Sean's point, though, do you think that's probably the reason why all these kids have allergies?
Of course it is. Because the food that we eat is shit.
That makes sense, man.
The food that we eat is shit compared to what it used to be 20 years ago. 20 years ago, the food was in a better quality. It was more expensive. In the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, you had better food quality in America than you do today. The federal government said, hey, Americans have high food costs. What are we going to do? The food company said, well, if you would lower your federal standards and let us produce shit, then we could give it to them at really
yeah, but it
super
tastes so
cheap.
Good, though.
Yeah, because it's all cornmeal and cornstarch and corn
and
oil
fried.
And corn. It's all corn something. It's cornmeal, cornstarch, corn syrup,
corn the
sugar.
Band.
Corn the band is everywhere and it's
cream
terrible.
Corn, candy
Chicken corn.
Exactly.
Shrimp corn.
Popcorn.
I don't like popcorn. Any of this corn talk anymore.
Mm-hmm. Corn.
Corn
bread.
Tortillas.
Cornholing.
Cornholing was fun, though, this
it was.
Weekend.
We had some fun cornholing.
Anyway,
so do you guys want to know what FAIR's suggestions
yes!
are for giving
so,
to the
I
children?
I'm so curious!
This is what we need to give to the children!
Sorry, go ahead.
Penises in sandals.
The children shall now require glow sticks, bracelets, or necklaces.
If they eat glow sticks, they're gonna die.
Pencils, yeah. pens, crayons, markers.
Don't eat any of those things,
None
kids.
Of these things are good to eat.
These seal Ooh, fucking pumpkins.
School. Bubbles.
These seal, but
bubbles. That's glycerin.
Halloween erasers.
Where she goes, you said.
Halloween themed erasers or pencil toppers.
Thank you.
Mini slinkies.
Normal size slinky.
Whistles, kazoos, and or noisemakers.
No, don't give kids things that make noise.
What are you, terrible? You're
that's the worst.
That's the
worst idea.
No, don't give them noise.
Bouncy balls.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Finger puppets.
The whistles go woo.
Coins.
That guy knows what I'm talking about.
Spider rings, vampire fangs, mini notepads.
What about dreidels?
Get them out of here.
Playing cards, bookmarks, stickers, or stencils.
All right.
Those aren't.
Sounds terrible.
I swear to God, if somebody, like when I was going trick-or-treating, gave me, like, bookmarks instead of, like, candy, their house was getting egged. Mm-hmm. I was going to throw shit on their car and TP their trees.
Are you saying the house where these seal pumpkins are basically targets for
teal.
People to throw eggs at? Yeah, Seal, yep. The singer.
How pretty much.
We just talked about it already.
Teal. If you see Seal standing on somebody's throw front eggs at patio
so you're
on
saying
Halloween,
that we should carve...
You kill it immediately.
Kill we him. Need to carve the face of Seal into our pumpkins.
Every single one of them has to have that scar
Marie,
on the side of its face.
Can you carve a Seal pumpkin this year? Because that would be amazing.
Can you make a pumpkin look like a Seal? Because they're
I mean,
adorable.
Yes. I'm really going to have to get all the pockmarks in the face.
That's going
to
be difficult. I get it.
It's going to be time consuming.
Yeah, I get it.
But
get
it would be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'll have Heidi Klum on the other side.
Yeah. Ooh, that's so, hot. Ooh, hot. So now that we're done, well, not so much with Seal. He's so ugly. He's like a black Harvey Dent.
Ooh.
So,
can we trust him?
Can we trust him?
Seal, can we trust him? This I'm very excited to bring up. Miss Hitler 2014. The Whoa. Shocking beauty pageant for anti-Semitic women in Russia.
Finally!
where they revere the Third Reich. Now, they are attractive women. We're not going to say they're not because they're very hot.
Hey, when you're Reich, you're Reich.
I did not see that joke coming.
Oh.
Wait, Nazi jokes now? No?
That's a good one.
Look how hot she is.
She's pretty hot. Damn.
Get upset and call me an anti-Semite so I can fuck your Jewish sister, please.
How much?
I like.
A Nazi-themed beauty pageant for Russian women who hate Jews, which has been dubbed Miss Hitler 2014.
She sounds hot.
Here she is, Miss Hitler, has sparked outrage on social media.
No.
Attractive female Nazis, which is another great name for a band, who enjoy taking... steamy selfies are being encouraged to apply to the competition on the social media site Von Kontakt. They have been asked to post Nazi-themed selfies and write down their photo why they love and revere the Third Reich of Adolf Hitler.
Why would you not?
Now, by the way, guys, Daily Mail's here to remind us, a regime that killed more than 6 million people.
Oh, that Hitler.
That Hitler, not Jerry Hitler.
Oh.
Jerry Hitler was a nice guy, and a poor guy, you know?
Yeah, it's really bad coincidence that he had that name.
Jerry, it's terrible.
Yeah,
they reminded us.
The conception. The conception. The inception.
Conception.
Who gets the most?
Do we have the inception drop yet, Dutch?
Absolutely not.
Who gets the most likes from within the group will be declared the winner according to the website Vakt. Let me check out this website.
They win by likes?
Yeah.
That seems a little too easy and mainstream for somebody that is a proponent of the Third Reich.
Who will be... Okay, I went to their site. Who will be Miss Hitler 2014? Who is the most beautiful anti-Semitic of them all?
Me.
No.
I mean, if anything, they should win by collecting the most cars on their train or something. I don't know.
You want to know how you qualify? Number one. There's a list here. Be a woman. Number two.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Be a Nazi. Number three.
Damn
be
it.
A woman Nazi. Number four.
Be a
woman,
pretty woman Nazi.
Or you could all... You don't have to be a woman Nazi. You just be a woman who hates Jews.
Okay.
They say this?
Yeah, I'm reading this right now. Or you could be a member of the Adolf Hitler von Kraft group. You also have to post a sexy Nazi picture. Get other Nazis to like your picture. That's very important. Don't insult other women pictures. Nazis are a lot of things, but they are apparently not catty on social
media. Well, that is because that would be conduct unbecoming of a Nazi, and you don't want to
do that.
You don't want to be charged with
and
that.
And frankly, I'm offended.
Are you going to keep
The woman whose picture receives the most likes will be declared the woman and only group members can vote. Now that we've established the high stakes of Miss Hitler 2014, let's meet the main contenders. Kataya Shakradava,
That's the one with the first one there with the SS hat on.
Hot.
Katya, is how you pronounce it, is from Mogilev, Belarus, and suffers from a Hitler infatuation. In her spare time...
I wouldn't say she's suffering.
Thank you.
In her spare, here she is. Mrs. Mein Kampf in nine.
Guys, let me read a little bit about Katya. In her spare time, she likes to pose for selfies or to donning a Nazi hat. She adores Adolf for a philosophy on an ideal society. Things she loves most about him is his will to experiment on people. Katya picture likes have 37 likes so far.
Good for her.
Next up on the list here, we are going to post a picture here for everyone to see the lovely contestant. We are looking at Inrana, not going to work here anymore. Inrana is from Kiev, Ukraine. She is a bona...
Kiev?
Yeah, Kiev. Sorry, Ukraine.
Kiev,
she Ukraine. She is from Kiev.
Ukraine.
From big fat Kiev,
Ukraine. Ukraine. and is a bona fide Jew-hating Nazi. When she's not working...
Second one, the blonde with the blue eyes?
When she's not working...
Here's what Hitler had in mind.
Yep.
Hot.
When she's not working, she likes to listen to goth metal and post Adolf Hitler quotes on her social media accounts.
Wow.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Hashtag hate the Jews. She wrote this exceptionally creative caption to her photo. Don't forget, Adolf is his name. He's our eternal. He's our eternal race, and he's been given eternal life. Here's a picture. Here's her picture.
I don't think
edging
she's
out.
Been given eternal life.
She has 38 likes.
No, if you open up your heart and you let Hitler into your life,
it's like Jesus.
Open
you
your
will
heart
live
to Hitler
forever. In the Third Reich of Hell.
The next one, Elena Bernatskaya. Elena Bernatskaya resides in Lviv, Ukraine, where, ooh, probably knows Dennis, where she enjoys photographing herself in sexy poses.
Photographing?
Yes.
Yeah,
photographing?
I fucked up. God damn it. Hi, Botchless Royce. Hi, Botchless Royce. You piece of shit. You idiot. You moron. Photographing herself in sexy poses for her anti-Semitic friends.
This is the one I was talking about because Maria posted them earlier.
She's hot.
This is the one you're talking about?
Yes, this one right now.
See?
She has posted three photos to her Miss Hitler, garnering 81 total likes.
Good for her.
We're moving on next to Anastasia Agavia. Let me see. Let me see if I can post this here.
He is Anastasia.
Yeah.
Ogleviak.
Anastasia, she loves the long walks on the beach and the killing of the Jews.
I think Marie should read these.
Okay, Marie, you want to read the next one?
Where do I find it?
Here it is. Miss Hitler is right
Fuck,
here.
I didn't know Carlisi was in this.
Get it posted in the chat. Yeah, that's her. Marie, would you like to read this one?
Okay.
Anastasia, where are my dragons?
Anastasia Agaviz about me, Marie, whenever you're ready.
I'm not ready.
It's on her V-Kontakt profile is the Adolf Hitler quote, and I think that's where you should take over.
Right at the Adolf Hitler quote?
I'm sorry that it's taking so goddamn long to load.
You know, my computer's doing shit tonight, too.
I really, really All like
right,
these Nazi
got
kicks.
Got to it. Mm-hmm. If you get off on Nazi girls... Sorry.
Where are you?
And you got to
Anastasia
Agaviva. Like
oh, there's stuff above her picture as well as below her picture. Anastasia Agaviva's about me on her von Katz's profile is the Adolf Hitler quote: "To love no one is the greatest gift."
Why does Hitler sound like Borat?
Yeah, why is Borat?
If you love no one, you are invincible because you free yourself from the most terrible pain.
I like Borat Hitler. He's pretty good.
What happened to your Russian accent? You had it so good.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just making up a voice.
She has only 20 likes so far, despite the fact
that... She has only 20 likes so far.
She only has 20 likes so far.
That's Russian.
In Russia.
Despite the fact that she used emojis to express her Jew-hating passion.
emojis.
Wait.
What is it? A smiley face with a Hitler mustache?
Yeah, there are Hitler emojis?
The next one is Alana Voriana. That's a good name.
Aurora Borealis.
At this part of the country.
If you get off on Nazi girls dressed in traditional Ukrainian getup, then a lot of Vonoranina from Moscow is the Miss Hitler for you. As a young child, Vonoranina became infatuated with the Third Reich, where she studied World War II. Nazis intently focused on Holocaust revisionism. If you want to post that picture, Marie.
Can't really revise.
You can.
So hot.
The second edition of Holocaust.
Jeez, hot, dude. I got to say it.
Yeah, well, no, they are hot. No, no. Just because they're hot doesn't mean they're right.
Or right. Right. I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes you can look past an ideal.
How
like,
do you know that this isn't all with. Just one big ruse or lie, or that they just made up all these things to get into a competition where they win something about being pretty?
Ekaterina.
I go with that second part.
It's Ukraine and Russia. There's a lot of enthusiasts.
Yeah,
out there.
Wait until you see what they win, though.
Ekaterina Matavia.
His dick.
No.
St. Petersburg.
They'd be happy to get that.
Doesn't play around with how Nazi she is. Her picture has only 7 likes, which is surprising given how adamantly pro-Hitler she is. The picture captured.
Maybe she was too pro-Hitler. Maybe people got scared.
Adolf Hitler's position is genius and true. The races are different, not only in appearance, but also in intelligence. Yep, clean. That is a Nazi.
That is clean.
Yep, that's Nazi.
Sean, would you like to tell them what they win? What's first prize?
Right.
What do our contestants get?
A piece of jewelry from a company called Magic Workshop, featuring the runes so beloved by the. And now they're going to make me read to the second page.
Are you telling me they're giving you gonna, shitty they would, they jewelry would, as a gift?
Yeah. The Nazis are called.
Okay, brands. I have a picture. Yeah. I have the picture of the first place gift. Let me show you how awesome it is.
It's a Magic Workshop bracelet, guys. This is exclusive to this Nazi competition.
You cannot get this anywhere else. We have it on FlexPay.
But you
right
can
now,
pin it.
Three
But you
easy
have to call
payments.
In within the next 15 yeah. minutes.
We're running out. You know, I just got one of these for my niece. She fucking hates Jews, and she loves this necklace.
This was handcrafted by Jewish babies right before they were incinerated. You have to get this, people.
You know, 1 in 10 is actually made out of human skin. Now, I'll let you know right now.
Crafted.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a QVC credit card, you could put it on that. Like I said, guys, we could flex pay it. We have 5 minutes left.
There's no really reason why you shouldn't be calling right now.
All right. We have a caller here. She just bought this bracelet. Caller, you want to tell us what you think?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hey, hi, how do you like the magic workshop bracelet?
Oh, yes, it is magic and it is workshop and I love it.
Oh, that's great. Now, how many did you buy?
All of them. Oh. I tried to buy all and then I bought more and it was good.
Okay, well, thank you for I'm glad you're
Do you have more bracelet?
All right, we'll just
I put need you, it for food.
We're just going to put you on
They're delicious.
All right, well, you know, we could tell you really hate this. Are you eating the bracelet?
I am. I am so hungry.
All right, so I guess starting my own QVC version of a anti-Semitic talk show wasn't great, and you will get crazy people calling in. But like I said,
prove it.
Call in now.
That proves that we're live, people. Mm-hmm. That's what it does.
Yeah, it does. It does. We're live.
Next time, give her the megaphone. By the way,
yeah. Well, I don't even know where the fuck it is. It's somewhere around here. Threw it around.
Second prize.
Yes. Ooh, ooh, I like second prize.
Is it more bracelet?
Oh, she's still on the line. Jesus Christ. Can we hang up on her? Is Skype freezing? God damn it. Hang up on her.
Sorry about that.
Who? Oh, God damn it.
All right.
I think she's gone. And, yeah. What's second place?
An on-trend pendant that combines the classic German Iron Cross.
Is the pendant like the bracelet?
How is she still on the line?
I could use a little.
A producer.
I'll come back.
Where is our producer?
I could use a little more bracelet, please.
No, I mean, ma'am. But can we get?
I want the bracelet.
It won't work.
Cut it.
I'm trying.
Cut the feed. Just
Gone.
Cut the feed.
You do this to me every time. I know.
Cut the feed.
I know.
Just a whole meltdown on the air.
Yeah, you know, it's listen, look, it's a very nice pendant. What we're saying is.
She'll get it.
Yes, it's very nice. I eat all of them.
Stop. No, you can't eat metal, ma'am. I keep telling you. You're not.
By the way, do you have a doctor?
They're really.
Because they're stuck in my intestines.
Yeah.
Is it?
Did we hang up on her?
Yeah, yeah. I think.
God, I hope so, because the feedback was too much for me to handle.
It was bad.
I couldn't back up on my mic.
She needs to practice. She's not good at the megaphone. We'll get it next time, guys. We'll get it next time for you. Promise.
Trying out new stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Third prize. Move on to third prize.
What's third prize?
Because third prize is, I think, first prize should
be. Oh, it's more pendant.
Yeah. No pendant. It is a calendar from the History Channel show Vikings.
Pictures of bracelet.
No, it's just pictures of the characters from the TV show on History Channel called Vikings.
That's why.
Is it from this year?
Now, is Vikings okay with this?
Have you not watched Vikings?
Is it this year calendar or is it last year calendar? Because if it's last year calendar, I know what.
All right. I mean, I have a feeling this lady is the only, stole the credit card and is buying everything.
How did she? Because how is she? I don't know.
How are you still on phone? Get out of my house.
Oh, we're not in your house, ma'am. You called us.
You called me.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, let's move on from the Nazi thing. Real quick before we go to break, I do want to talk about no false idols.
Or country for old men.
Religious Barbie show can't go on. Now, this is the exact title. I swear to God.
Don't do that.
No false idols. Oh. Religious Barbie show can't go on.
And good evening, friends.
I'm going to go commit suicide.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Two Argentinian artists are facing vehement criticism for creating Barbie dolls inspired by religious figures. The Buenos Aires Gallery planning to exhibit these canceled the show ahead of its opening.
Presentan.
Especially after it got destroyed by a meteor.
Now, they're not that offensive, I don't think. I'm gonna post one here in the chat. You tell me if you guys find this offensive. Okay, that's Jesus on a cross. That's the Ken Jesus Christ doll. Given repeated anonymous threats concerning,
okay, you know what?
Posted in a more like radio group. Thank you. Posted in a more like radio group. Thank you.
This is amazing.
I appreciate it. It's
the
so
most
great.
Amazing thing I've ever seen.
It's really good.
People are wondering why people are pissed about this.
Mm-hmm. Now, guys, I know you guys are liking that Jesus on the cross, Ken stretched out. But what if I told you there's something for the ladies too?
Go for it.
Yeah.
All single ladies?
Mary Magdalene?
Well, we have a Virgin Mary Barbie. A Holy
Please
Virgin Mary
tell
Barbie.
Tell me what I think it's going to be.
Coming up here, we have a Virgin Mary Barbie. yeah, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Santa Maria.
Now, listen, guys. They're not just relegating themselves to Christians at all or Catholics.
Oh, my.
There is also... Listen, you're Hindu, right?
Right.
You a fan of Vishnu?
Uh-huh.
All right, a sec.
It's my boy.
There you go. Another Barbie doll for you to rock it out. Now, listen, let's go back.
I should use that to hang some of my pendants and bracelets and necklaces.
I think I saw that in a 7-Eleven.
Now, let's go back to the next one. Now, listen, you like calm vibes. How about Buddha? How about Buddha Ken for you? There's Ken sitting down Indian style or Buddha style in this case, wearing a traditional Buddha garments. And for whatever reason, there's a backward swastika, which actually used to mean good
Peace.
Luck in Asia.
Oh, good luck?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now we have the next one here. It's a Joan of Arc Barbie.
What's the matter, Royce? It's a little bit...
It's a Joan of Arc Barbie!
Does it have a little button that has audio of her listening?
Oh my God, I'm on fire!
I'm on fire!
Of her hearing voices of God?
She was the original Lisa Keys. Oops. That girl was on fire, am I right, guys?
This Barbie's on fire!
I don't get it.
Yeah. I like the halo around her head.
Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire!
See?
See,
now, why did I have these Barbies when I was a kid?
There is a Virgin Mary.
Oh, my God! We're having a fire!
This is a Virgin Mary Barbie before she became Super Saiyan and became the Holy Virgin Mary. This before she was over 9,000. This is regular Virgin Mary Barbie.
Oh, okay.
This is kind of slutty Virgin Mary Barbie.
Dude,
yeah, what a horror.
Virgin like, looking Mary. Not to be a virgin anymore, Barbie.
She is... Mm-hmm. The only thing that's a virgin
on me is my mouth.
Why does she have two babies?
Those
are cherubs, you idiot.
They're cute
they're
little
abortions.
Baby angels.
John was
you
right.
You saying
there.
That God failed the first two times?
Yeah. Yeah. God, the first,
God willing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the versions.
God's seed didn't take right away.
Yeah. Basically, we got Jesus 3.0. 1.0 and 2.0 were not that great.
This is a bad idea.
Are you sure?
And I'll tell you why right now. You know, why? You want to know what the number one reason is why this is a bad idea?
Why, Marie?
Because if you can purchase Jesus Barbie and you can purchase Virgin Mary Barbie, you sure as hell know that you're going to make Jesus fuck his mom.
Well, all my Christmas shopping is done.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all you ever do with Barbies is trying to get girl Barbie to fuck boy Barbie. And if those are the two Barbies you have, that's incest.
Wincest, if you ask me. All right, guys, high five.
It's immaculate inception incest. Uh-huh. Or conception.
Now, what does a Hispanic maid have to do anything?
Concepcion?
Yeah.
She cleans up my Barbies.
That makes sense.
That's like nice of her to do that.
Yeah, no, it is. Let me read a little bit more here. The artists have said that they're surprised by the criticism, insisting that they themselves are religious and meant no disrespect. That's fucking horseshit.
Merchandising our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior is not disrespectful?
Whoa. You're lording.
Yeah. Hit my gal. I didn't vote for him.
Stop that bullshit.
I voted for Vishnu.
I didn't vote for any of those faggots.
The pair did not include any figures from Islam.
Whoa!
Claiming they have great respect for the religion. Recent depictions of Muhammad have forced other artists to go into hiding. So wait a second. They're not. They have no balls.
No balls.
No Ken dolls have balls.
No, I get. Okay.
I've never seen a Ken doll that has balls.
My point is these artists have no testicles because they will not make fun of it. Come on, go all out.
Make fun of?
I want a Muhammad Ken. Am I the only one?
No, fuck Muhammad, bro. I don't give a shit.
Me. I mean,
I don't think they're making fun of any of these people. I think it was an accurate representation of Barbie Virgin Mary.
There's, Marie, how many other ones have you seen?
All of them.
I mean, there was the knockoff Bratz Virgin Mary. That wasn't very good at all.
Bratz Virgin Mary. It sounds horrible.
She was Bloody Mary. She couldn't stop miscarrying.
Warlife Radio! Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Life Radio!
Catley and Ocean.
fuck.
What?
You can't even say it wrong correctly.
Mary Catley and Oshley.
Stroking worse than Kate.
Wow.
See,
Mary Cat and Billy Ocean?
What? That was the one
you had. You could probably say Mary Catley Olsen, because then you wouldn't have to say Ashley. But you know what else? You know what else I read? What I figured out was interesting. Why don't people call it Ashley and Mary Kate Olsen instead of Mary Kate and Oshley? God damn it.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Shall we play a game?
How about fantasy football?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
No, damn it. It's been 5 months and I want to play fantasy freaking football.
Fine.
You've been waiting for this for months, and it's back.
With the first pick in the 2014 draft,
fantasy football has returned. Join the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football League and compete against Chris and Will as well as other fans of the show. Talk smack and make all the backroom deals you want. There's no cost to join, except maybe your pride if you lose. Let us know if you want to join. Email the show at tattoosandtouchdowns@morelikeradio.com. Message us on Facebook at facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns or tweet us at tatsandtds. And don't forget to listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon to find out what you need to know for your draft to start in the sitting during the season. Followed by The Sully Show, only on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Chronic burping leaves Venice Man confounded and embarrassed.
Hello, my name is Ron Johnson. I'm 58 years old. I live in Venice, Florida, and today's date is May 19th, 2014. Hadn't been able to get a job.
I wonder why.
2012.
Why did you catch her?
He wasn't Hello, able sir. To get a job since
Can
2012.
Can I help you?
What do you mean I can't work here? What's the problem?
Do you like fries with it?
I have actually registered with the state. I have a severe problem with... And I'd really love to be your janitor during the day if I can get the job.
Now, kids, the significance of the War of 1812 was that...
Welcome to Outback. Some of our specials include...
Please welcome your next comic, Ron Johnson. Hey, I just flew out here, and boy, are my...
He's hoping someone will see this video and be inspired to help John.
Somebody will be inspired to help. Somebody will watch the video and go, wait a minute, this fella can't stop burping. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money, and we're going to... God bless you, sir. We're going to donate some money, and we're going to do our very best to get you in front of the best doctors that there are, because... God bless you, sir. We're going to put you in front of the best GI doctors that there are, because there's nothing that can help a person like... Sir? Oh, God bless you out of both ends.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Master! Master! Master!
Tatiana, what are you doing here?
I was just sitting here thinking how glad I am that I left you for the Outrider, and how he does that thing you used to do with your mouth, but better, because he can hold his breath longer.
Oh, it is you, my master.
Duh, Orpheus. Now what's all this crybaby crap about? Aren't you used to the Outrider making you look like a schnook by now?
He came out of a portal to the second world. I have been training my whole life just to perceive that there is a second world, and he can move between them? Tell me, master, how can this be?
The love of a good woman can do wonders, Orpheus. I mean, look at me. These are natural sea cubs. Aren't they beautiful? I mean, you could bounce a penis off these.
I doubt my ex-wife's breasts are the answer.
It doesn't stop there. I'm sitting on what is easily the ass of a teenager. What is she, doing Pilates or something? You could rest a coffee mug on it.
Really? She's almost 40 by now.
Well, you tell to the hiney, Orpheus, because it still thinks it's 1992. Hey, this is H. Sean Benjamin, and you're listening to More Lick Radio. I mean, like, more like radio, not lick. Oh, shit. Forget it.
Back live on morelikeradio.com/live. HippoJuice second more hour. Lick, radio. More Lick Radio.
More Lick Radio. Thank you to more our Lick pal, Radio. H. Sean Benjamin from Archer, who did that for us. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Now, during the break, the Avengers...
Breaking news?
Breaking news. Dutch, breaking news. The Avengers 2 trailer has leaked, and I have it pulled up right
what?
Here. Right,
yes. What?
That's right, the Avengers...
What?
The Avengers 2 trailer has leaked. Well, what I said, Dutch, was the Avengers 2 trailer has leaked. Well, Dutch, I am glad you asked. What I'm trying to tell you is that the Avengers 2 trailer.
I'm so excited!
Now, is this the second one in the series?
Right.
Yeah. Is he?
Okay, I don't care if the Dutch is back on Hangout. If that's what you're telling me, I don't care.
Yes.
just hang up. It's calling you.
I can't. Give me. Don't you not hear me just say I have the video pulled up?
He's pulling up
that
the
I'm
video.
About to play, so I can't answer your fucking
okay,
Hangout.
Okay, then you know what? You don't get to see my pretty face. That's
good.
Fault,
that's the best
mine.
Thing that can happen
this is
right
on you,
now.
Bro.
Anyway, the Avengers 2 trailer.
Just show me the fucking trailer.
All right, I'm playing it. Everyone watch.
Dear God.
What trailer?
What?
The second Avengers.
For mercy. You want to protect the world, but you don't want it to change. You're all puppets. Tangled in strings.
This April.
It's the end. The end of the path I started us on.
Nothing lasts forever.
Oh, shit. Hulk? Buster. And Iron Man in the Hulkbuster armor! Oh, shit!
Yeah!
Which? Hawkeye? God, through a Ford Focus at Iron Man. Quicksilver. Boom!
There are no strings on me.
James Spader sounds amazing as Ultron.
What the fuck is an Ultron?
Hold on, I'll explain.
Yeah.
Let me just make sure there's anything. Sometimes they add something. I don't know if this has anything afterwards.
No, so.
No, no, just looking. April 2015.
Awesome.
Trailer. That was.
Oh, this is the greatest day of my life.
Fucking insane.
Oh, I can't
Dutch,
wait for this.
All you got to do to get in the Hangout is go to the tiny URL that we normally go to.
I know. I tried that.
Okay, then it's on you, stupid. Anyway.
To answer Marie's
your
question.
Mess with one of us. You mess with all of us. If you're going to play annoying drops, so am I.
I hate that.
Domino
so
the
much.
Chat says, Avengers take all my money.
I know. It doesn't. It looks amazing.
But what is an Ultron?
Ultron, Tony Stark created the Iron Man suit, the War Machine suit, and he had those other things that fought with him. Ultron was the available, the ultimate form of what he made. And it was a sentient aware being cyborg that came to a realization that...
So Iron Man made him.
Yes. Tony Stark created Ultron to protect mankind, and he decided that the best way to protect mankind was
to... Tony Stark is Iron Man.
Yes.
Say Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Finkel is Einhorn? Yes.
Einhorn is Finkel?
So, it looked amazing. That was fucking insane. Yeah, James Spader is... By the way, another show that I recommend that you guys watch if you're not doing so is The Blacklist.
African American List.
It's really good just because James Spader is fucking amazing in it. But yeah, man, that was awesome. Well, holy shit.
What does Ultron do in the comics?
Well, I'm not going to fucking spoil it.
I'm sure it's been written in...
He fights the Avengers.
I'm not spoiling it. No, there's no spoilies because a lot of people watch movies and they don't read the comics like you. So I'm not going to give spoilies to people that haven't seen it or read it.
Then why is the Hulk throwing Ford Focuses?
My only guess is that somehow he's being mind controlled to fight Iron Man. I am thinking it must have something to do with something that Ultron does, but I cannot be sure. But the whole point is that for the first time, Iron Man put on the Hulkbuster armor.
What is the Hulkbuster armor?
Hulkbuster armor is armor that Iron Man designed specifically to fight and handle the strength of the Hulk.
Yes, because the Hulk...
Does it work?
Yes.
No, not really.
Not
the
really.
Hulk always wins. But he tries really hard.
Hulk's strength increases. Yeah.
This is really nerdy, guys. I'm sorry. This is really nerdy.
It's really a nerd thing, and it's really deep. But his strength gets... The angrier he gets, the stronger he gets.
By the way, you know
more
where
smash.
You know where else you can find these answers?
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
He's got a valid point.
But that trailer looks fucking nuts. Amazing. HIPAA exclusive. This just was put up right now.
I had
this.
Oh, really?
Yes. No, this right.
First look. Okay.
This wasn't supposed to air until the next week's episode of The Shield, I think. Yeah, next week's episode of Agents of Shield.
Yes.
So we have an exclusive right here. You're welcome, Internet.
America.
We posted it there. Marie, do me a favor. Make sure that the More Like Radio Facebook posts out that trailer. Very important.
Oh.
Okay, I posted the link. Like I said, it's in the chat.
That's a good idea.
I know, I'm
Why
fucking
didn't
really
I think of that?
I'm fucking really smart.
Because you're being dumb over there like a girl.
Yeah, you stupid girl with your stupid tiny girl brain.
My brain is so tiny and it's frustrating.
Why don't you just stick to making sandwiches?
Yeah, speaking of food, Sean.
Sandwiches!
Speaking of food, KFC has the best looking double down sandwich ever.
Double down?
Yes. Now, for those of you who don't know what the double down
is. Pork chop sandwiches!
You must be thin.
Yes. The double down was... we talked about it on the show, actually, when it first came out, which is two fried
chicken... John was obsessed with it.
Yeah.
John, didn't you have
it? It's delicious.
Okay,
yeah.
John, then you're going to love Korea's version of the double down at their KFCs. Here it is. Here's a picture of it, and I will explain what it is.
My God!
Yeah, I know.
That's amazing.
This is from foodbeast.com. If you freaked out when the Double Down made its glorious debut back in 2009, then you're probably losing your mind at the sight of a KFC's Korea's monstrous new creation. They call it Zinger Double Down King. Doesn't really roll off the...
Super happy fun time in my mouth.
Was that clean? I think that was clean. Did we get that?
It was clean.
It's 8:15.
I'm going to clean it up.
Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but with a burger patty stuffed in between two chicken patties, it's still a sight to behold. Jesus Christ. It's two chicken patties with a cheese burger inside.
When you have a burger patty stuffed inside of two chicken patties, you're going to have a good time.
You're going to have a great time.
Like the original Double Down, the breaded... chicken still acts as a bun. It just doesn't look the same off the kilter boneless chicken breast. The chicken patties pictured seem to have a smoother shape to them. The bacon strips and cheese are still there, and it still looks like they can induce a heart attack. I remember being excited to try
All right, stop reading the editorial and just go from top to bottom. What is this sandwich?
Here's what we got. We got chicken.
What we got?
We got chicken, some sort of barbecue sauce.
Wait, what kind of chicken? We got fried chicken?
Fried chicken. You got fried chicken. You got barbecue sauce. You got some bacon on it. Then you have a cheeseburger patty in the middle. Then at the bottom, you have Luke's Monterey Jack cheese. And underneath, you have, as the bottom bun, a fried chicken patty.
That makes plenty of sense.
Oh, it's so awesome.
I'm getting really hungry looking
at this. If I had a penis,
I'm getting really hard looking at
this. I would have a boner.
Yep.
I do.
Yes. Wow, that is
I do have a penis.
God damn it. Anyway, I mean, I'd eat that.
I keep getting boners.
Marie, come on.
Marie!
So need. There's absolutely no need. John, I have a mission for you.
There's a need.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to like this mission. It's not like watching that other shitty movie. This is a fun mission.
Eat 12 of them.
I want you going
to North Korea.
I want you to make your own version of this, and this is what you're going to do. What you're going to do is you're going to go
We're going to make posters.
You're going to get two. You're going to get a double down from KFC. If they no longer have it at yours, just get two fried chicken patties, and you're going to go to a McDonald's down the street. You're going to get a bacon double cheeseburger plain. As to not sully it, you're going to put it in between. You're going to make your own. You're going to put a picture on it. You're going to send it out over the interwebs and say you made your own. Can you do that for us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. That's a good mission. It's not a terrible movie. It's actually delicious.
Not as bad as going to see Left Behind.
Yes.
That's what he was referring to, yes.
What were we saying?
Do you guys have the ones where it's the KFC and A&W doubled up together in one building?
No, we don't
have
those.
I've seen them.
The fuck's an A&W?
There's A&Ws.
A&W Root Beer has their own like line of... burger place. Like burger joints kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shout.
No, they do KFC Taco Bell's here.
Yeah here it's KFC Taco Bell or KFC Taco Bell Pizza Hut normally.
Or Long John's.
Long John's. So, yes, John, I want you to do this. And actually, you know what? If you want to add your own spin to it and make it even better, go for it. You want to throw a fish patty in there? Fine by me. I don't
care. Want to wear it on your penis earlier when we were seeing people with high heels.
Put your penis in between a double down. Take a picture of it. Maybe that'll become the new thing.
John, don't do that.
Look how good your penis looks in a doubledown.com. That'll be the website right there.
Scalding and like...
burning with hot melted cheese.
Like 2 seconds.
Oh, now my dick's on fire.
My
and that was clean.
Dick is on fire.
All day. All day.
So good.
It's going to happen all
day. Delicious dick.
I'm sure it won't look as
man
pretty as
man redefines
that.
Insensitivity by wearing a Ray Rice Halloween costume to a party.
See? Oh, I knew it was going to. I told you last week I should have done that.
Okay, he did. I will. I'm going to give.
The lady who did the Boston Marathon runner wasn't worse. This is worse than that.
I am going to say this. I'm going to give Sean credit. Sean did have this idea before this guy did it. A week ago, he said, "What if a Halloween costume? I dress up as Ray Rice and carry on a blow up doll." And he did. This story came out October 22nd. By the way, here's the picture.
October 22nd.
Here's the thing. There's so many more people who are going to be doing the same thing.
I know. This is your the story we want.
Oh, he has no balls. He didn't even go in blackface. What a bitch.
He is black.
Well, he is dark.
He's a
light
skin
guy. Yeah.
No.
Halloween has long been causing mischief, scaring your friends, and dressing up according to pop culture. But one man seems to think it means causing a lot of outrage with a senseless costume.
It actually made a lot of sense.
This is KTAR News, or as I call it, Qatar News.
Qatar, like the country?
Yeah, WKRP in Cincinnati News?
Yeah, Joe Rogan's on it. The man's picture was posted on Reddit depicting him in a Ray Rice jersey and a football gear, dragging on the hair of a face-down blow-up doll portraying his then-fiancée, Janie Rice. The pose was reenactment of domestic violence. We know what it was. We all know. Everyone has eyes, ears, and has been on this planet.
Can you explain it to me?
Eyes, ears, and haven't been on this planet.
Okay, then you're a weird alien. They can't see or hear things.
Hey, you're Ultron.
Yep, you're Ultron. Is James Spader your voice? The case was...
Because that would make you cool.
That would be awesome. The case was monumental for the NFL because at first, Rice was only suspect... We know! But the photo ranks up there with those decisions of the poorest judgment. Now, to explain the photo for those who see the picture here... it's a gentleman in a Ray Rice full football gear holding a blow-up doll, a black blow-up doll, dragging it by the hair. Yes, Marie?
I don't like speaking in absolutes, so I want people to tell me
she prefers Grey Goose.
Or Smirnoff.
I like Belvedere.
Vodka Joe.
Vodka Joe.
Take a shot, guys. I like it. Take a shot of vodka. When we make a vodka
thank
joke.
You.
It's a long-going... It's a long-standing hippo juice bit that when we make a vodka joke, you have to take a shot of
vodka.
You have
to take a shot.
It's a rule. Now,
shots.
Thank you. Everybody!
Don't do this. I'm telling
we
you.
We like Patron.
So my penis.
Thank you.
I don't like when we speak in absolutes, and they say that this is the most...
Shots. Everybody! You gotta take one, Royce.
It's gonna get out of control.
I'll drink more of my wine.
Drink more of your shit.
You're
a good wife.
Yep.
I feel like that there are more irresponsible things that could be done than this costume, and I would like to see some examples of things that you could be more irresponsible with.
Let's think about
it. What would be a worse?
You know, everybody's going to be doing the Ebola thing this year. Ugh. You know, that's going to be like a thing. People walk around in hazmat suits. Yeah. That'll be this thing.
Oh my God. My costume is so authentic. I totally got
Ebola. Oh, great. Now all those people that were doing Heisenberg now can reuse their costume. Fuck. Suck.
I think that girl, was it 2 years ago or however long ago, the Boston bombing thing? I thought that was really creative.
But this can't be the most offensive. What will be the most offensive one to do right now?
Can I go as Joan Rivers Surgeon?
Ooh, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's actually very good. You have like a head that looks
like Joan Rivers.
I like it.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
What about
as that Chris Brown guy, that fat kid that got shot in St. Louis?
Okay, the Ferguson Police Department. Okay, that's topical.
Ferguson. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Right, I don't think that's that bad.
I could go as the black half of Barack Obama.
That's not bad. He could be the black half, and no, you can't. You have to be the white half. We'll get someone else to be the black half of Barack Obama.
But no. You put me in blackface.
I got
and
it.
Then
the white
in
guy.
Whiteface.
Oh, I like it. Okay,
put him
I
in
like
whiteface.
It. I like it.
Yeah, that's offensive. That's good. If you go,
that's
to
offensive. Yeah, that's offensive. I like it. That's pretty offensive.
I know a couple black guys that would be down for that.
No one's going to make an ISIS costume?
Ooh, an ISIS costume would be great.
Yeah, if you walk around with like just a head. Yeah.
So like a tactile neck?
Yeah, that'd be nice. An ISIS costume.
That would be really offensive.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to go topical, there was a shooting in Ottawa, Canada that happened today.
I heard about that. Like vaguely. Like what happened?
Oh, yeah, sir. We're sorry to offend your news, but it happened up here.
We got shot up here too, right?
Yeah, we have one gun in the entire country and we share it. It turns out it fired off by accidentally.
Actually, they have a lot of guns.
I know it was a joke. Asshole.
Do you think that was the most polite terrorist attack on the planet?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry to shoot you here, but I kind of had to.
But you just shot a whole lot of people.
Yeah, I know, I apologize.
Man, like, come on, I'm crazy, eh?
Yeah, you know, I apologize, you know. But Ottawa lost, and what am I supposed to do?
Roy Black on Crack the Time says Paul Walker.
Ooh, Paul Walker's a good one.
Zoe Quinn. Did I miss something?
Zoe Quinn? I don't know who that is.
We're not that
now
learned.
Now I have to Google it.
We're not that learned.
Google it.
Learned me on Zoe Quinn.
I could do Vladimir Putin. He's having a good year.
Ooh, yeah.
If anybody's having a good year.
You could do Ukrainian protester.
Nah, Vladimir Putin's more powerful.
Who just got shot from the sniper.
You need to do is you need to dress as Putin, but then hold a box of Ritz and be like Putin on the Ritz.
Nice.
That's a good combo costume.
Wow, that's
Putin
funny.
On the Ritz. Boom.
I've always been a fan, not a fan, against costumes you have to explain. I like the ones where you just, on first look, you can see it. Like last year when I was dating Kelly, I went as Dexter because it was the final season of Dexter. And she went as like a Saran wrap victim.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Did you guys see the pictures of it?
Yeah, I remember.
This just in, Zoe Quinn is an American independent video game developer and 2D artist. She created the Depression Quest.
Okay. Oh, I could be one of those like European girls that joined ISIS.
That's not bad.
Roy, call in and explain why you put that in the chat room.
Because he's black.
954-573-2780.
He's on crack, bro. Isn't it like... self-explanatory?
Is he a brother? I don't even know.
He's not, but he's on crack. Okay. And that's not good for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can't you go as a runner guy who killed his girlfriend? What's
Trayvon Martin?
Oh, no. Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah. How would
that's
you do
not
that?
Bad.
That would be a good costume if you are somebody who is a double amputee. To have a sense of humor and go as that guy, which is basically just walking around with bloody shirt and a gun and, you know, a dead girlfriend.
And a sign that says, shoot your bitch in only 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
She had sex with a game. She had sex with game reviewers to get favorable reviews.
Nice.
A cunt.
Yep.
Did she die?
She's probably still alive.
Is she hot? Hold on.
I mean, her hair is dyed purple, and she has a lip piercing, and kind of looks like one of those girls. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
500 pound man too large to fit in a patrol car. Police deputies say. Deltona, Florida.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Deltona?
Don't. Oh, yes, God. It's called Deltona. It's not Daytona. It's Deltona. It's
okay.
Everyone from Florida is
God.
God damn it.
So everyone cool. from Florida is dumb.
So we're doing this, huh?
I might not be the brightest guy.
I hate this.
But
I hate that I did this. I'm so sorry, everybody. Okay, but turn it off. I don't want the music. A 500 pound man. If I know I hate my own creation.
You're the one who created
I know,
that too.
And I hate it.
You put all of this together.
Give me a new Florida drop.
I know. A 500 pound man who was too large to fit in the back of a Volusia County Sheriff's deputy's patrol car resisted arrest by sitting down and challenging deputies to move him. According to
that's so fucking funny, man.
That's it, folks. You don't want to get arrested. Become a fat, obese piece of shit.
There's the gentleman right there.
Woo! He has piercing blue eyes.
Thank you.
Howard Hendricks, 45, of Apopka, was that's right near us, was arrested Sunday on charges of battery on a law enforcement officer, criminal mischief, resisting an officer without violence, battery, causing bodily harm, and driving under the influence.
Whoa.
According to Volusia County Sheriff's Sheriff's Office, deputies were called to a domestic disturbance on, doesn't matter where, a 42-year-old woman said Hendricks, who said he was intoxicated. By the way, you know how much you have to drink to be 500 pounds to get drunk?
I was going to say.
It's got to be ridiculous. Concerned that in her garage, by the way, it's also great when you're 500 pounds to make sure you drink a lot because it's really good for you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's great. It thins your blood. It helps it go through the arteries better.
It's like feeding kids french fries.
Right. You could do it at any age.
Especially under one.
Only under one, I say. It's hot out of the fryer, too. So they burn their little mouths.
I throw babies in the fryer all the time.
She said that
delicious babies.
She said that he also hit her on the shoulder, poked her in the chest, and slapped her and spit in her face, according to deputies.
Well, that's just how you say hi in Volusia.
He looks like Bobby from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, he really does.
So he has both his eyes.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Volusia Sheriff's reports say Hendricks, who's 6 feet tall, resisted being handcuffed and refused to walk out of the house using the weight against the deputies. And
I'm telling you, they're not going to fit around my wrists.
I'm not moving.
You going to arrest me?
Pick my fat ass up.
I am not moving.
I am.
Smell like a rose that somebody gave me on my birthday dip.
All right.
Sorry.
You can arrest me if you can get me out of here.
If you can pick me up, you can take me.
First, I want a sandwich.
Yeah.
I want a double down. The Korean one.
I want a Korean double down or I'm not moving. Right now.
And also some Taco Bell.
I know it's Korea, but you can make something out of it.
And I want a sweet tea.
Yeah. I also want a sweet tea.
You also
tea.
A sweet tea?
What was that? What did you just do?
You want some sweet tea?
Yeah, but what is that?
You are a southern boy. You going to get some sweet tea.
Oh, what's your name, sir?
Oh, my name is Castor B. Esquire.
Castor B. Esquire? The Castor B. Esquire?
Sophisticated.
Yeah.
Bartholomew Castor B. Esquire.
In
on
the players.
The Hippo Jew Show. Oh my God, he is the last plantation owner on earth. He found a loophole in the U.S. Constitution where he could still own them, and he owns three steamboats.
That's right, the only functioning steamboats on the Mississippi.
Now, Mr. Esquire, can I ask you how you run a modern day plantation with all the regulations now?
Wait, is now, this what? People seem to forget about is you got a workman's comp and give the you're not really slaves, they're employed.
Workman's comp, of course, they're employees. I like what he's doing. All right, Mr. Esquire. Well, I know your time is very, very busy, but can you tell us really quick how to make a perfect southern mint julep?
Yeah. You don't come to the right person to ask these sort of questions.
I know. I'm very excited to get the answer, actually. I'm waiting. Bated breath.
Proper way to make a mint julep is 3 parts mint.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
4 parts julep.
I'm writing this down. What's a chance?
1 tall stick of pure Louisiana sugar cane.
Oh, Louisiana. That's my favorite kind of sugar cane. Sorry.
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Sugar cane is my favorite of all the sugar canes. Uh-huh.
and shaken, not stirred. Okay. See, and
you know, see, I do, you know, see, all the time.
And there you have it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Esquire. I'm gonna let you go before you become Medea. I appreciate your time, though. Oh, John, you're back. You just missed Casper Esquire, whatever his name was, Esquire,
Sir Esquire,
Bartholomew
Castor Esquire.
I don't even know
the last plantation.
I for a second there thought it was like an older one or one that was like, you know, that you guys created while I was away.
No, we
brand new.
We just got him, man. He just left. Thank you. He had to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's off on his riverboat.
He had a slave problem.
I looked down to find a new story.
It was weird. He parked his riverboat here, and it's weird because we live in a landlocked area of Florida. I don't know who he got it here. It's weird.
We have canals.
He doesn't travel by riverboat.
He does travel. Well, how do you
say steamboat?
He owns three steamboats and travels by riverboat. You idiot! Pay attention.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, it diminishes its value if you put it on the water.
Do you know nothing about Mr. Esquire?
As soon as you take it off the lot, it depreciates immediately.
Huge Phil Collins fan.
I didn't know that. Oh, God. When John starts giving him an elaborate backstory, you know the character's sticking around.
Fuck.
Wow. He's the main reason why Peter Gabriel left the band.
You don't know these things, Dutch? This is just some more... What's his full name again, John? I forgot.
Bartholomew Casper Esquire.
Bartholomew Casper Esquire, huh? Yeah, I like him.
How fat was he? He sounded really fat.
He was large.
He was a large
man. Surprisingly enough... Because he's always on riverboat and sweating his balls off, mm-hmm. He is very skinny. He has a very slender stature.
I did not.
But he still has a fat guy voice,
like Mark Twain.
And
like,
he's got rosy cheeks. No, he used to be a fat ass dude.
Not anymore,
dude. Do you hear the ingredients of his mint julep?
Yeah, I did. How did you hear it? You weren't here.
It was three parts julep.
He was in the other room. He was in the green room.
Oh, you were listening. Okay, that's fine. Thanks. Okay, I'm glad you listened when you're away. That way you can keep up. No problem. I was just checking. I'm glad you heard the interview. Great guy, right?
He sounds like he's a winner.
He does. Okay. Well, you know, maybe next time. Maybe next time you'll be in studio for him. Hopefully, we're lucky.
Hopefully.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right.
So is this guy?
Flames erupt during a huge fight. A Clearwater man was seriously.
Is it me?
Was that me?
It wasn't me. I didn't touch it.
Possibly be me.
Dutch.
Not me.
Oh, I think that was me.
Was that Casper?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Play the video. That's fine.
Hey, go ahead. Play it.
Play it. I want to play it next time. Go ahead.
No, that's not. That was something else.
That's not my name.
That's not my name.
I don't know what it is. Now I'm interested.
Yeah, now I'm interested.
Just play the video.
Let's do a random story. I'm really curious.
Hey,
Dutch, real quick, you know where we found this, though?
Take
juice
the
on the rain.
You're going surfing on the
son
internet.
Of a bitch.
Random video.
Was seriously injured in that fight, and police say it's because his girlfriend set him on fire.
For what?
Team 6, Mark Douglas.
His girlfriend.
Melissa Sellers doesn't have a lawyer, but could sure use one after what police say she did around 2:30 this morning.
And you're for to hire your own lawyer.
I'm currently working on that, sir. My family's in Canada.
So the answer is you think you can hire your own lawyer?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Clearwater police tell us Sellers set fire to Carlos Ortez Jr. inside his apartment early this morning after an alcohol-fueled argument. She doused him with nail polish remover and ignited him with a lighter or a cigarette. He's in critical condition at Tampa General and horribly burned, according to his sister, Yvette.
When I saw him, I couldn't even be in the room for like 5 minutes.
We did some digging at the courthouse and found out Melissa Sellers has a history of violence. Last year, shoplifting at the CVS, she bit the manager and left an inch and a half gash in his forearm. She's still on probation for that. Earlier this year,
Jesus Christ, this woman is just...
She's a winner.
All over Clearwater.
Yeah.
Never going there.
No, I do not want to go there.
Wait a minute, that's where Immersion
is. Isn't that where Scientology has like a headquarters?
Let's not get started on this.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, E-Rock, but we already played the Avengers League trailer, but I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We were all on top of that shit.
Yes.
We posted it first.
Yes.
First.
All right.
After shoplifting again, he declared that she posed no danger to the community, but she's not going anywhere after setting fire to Carlos Ortez, a man others insist gave Sellers a place to sleep after her eviction.
When she went to jail, he wrote to her while she was in jail. He was the only one there for her. And she comes out of jail, and then she comes here again, and then she comes and does this.
Ortiz's relatives say he has burns on his face, his arms, and his chest. Ortiz remains in critical...
I don't care.
He also has burns on his neck.
We're having a fire!
His back, his pussy, and his crack.
Jesus Christ, Marie.
What? I know, it's very sad.
It's a very specific place to be burned.
For a man.
Yeah, it's very odd. I don't understand why a man will be burning in his
That's
pussy.
That's a slow burn for me, though.
I know. A slow burn in your pussy, in your man pussy.
It was a quick burn for him. Instantaneous, really.
Well, it's funny.
This bitch is awesome, though. I kind of love her. She's so crazy. She doesn't give a fuck.
It's like,
those are always the one that are the best.
Is that it? Is that all about every girl Mercer's ever dated?
No, no. Clearwater special, I guess. Yeah.
No more nail polish for her.
Too much. Yeah.
All right, let's see. What do we have? Do I want to go to that one? Sorry, I'm going on the fly here. Oh, want to talk about the laziest paramedics of all time?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What
this
happened?
Is fucking awesome. All right, let me see. paramedics dump body next to bins because their shift had ended.
What the fuck?
Now,
Tony, hey, man, you want to go get yourself a beer? Yeah, but we got to get this body over to the morgue.
Fuck it, man. No, we're not doing it.
are you imagining?
Why are we doing Boston? Where is this from?
It's actually the UK.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. Oi, you want to go have a pint over there? Yeah, well, we go take this guy in the trolley over there.
Yeah, fuck him.
Well, I'm no.
Start it over. Do it with the accent.
Royce, you're known for your impressions.
I am not. I'm the worst with impressions.
You were really good at them.
I am not.
Think you put me and John to shame.
No, I'm not. An ambulance team has been branded.
Now, what is ambulance in the UK?
It's spelled the
we like
same.
To call it a paddy waggy.
It's spelled the same way, but with an extra U.
That makes no sense.
Branded inhumane after dumping
ambulance.
that's French. After dumping a dead body next to a set of rubbish bins. Thank you. That's British.
Rubbish.
So they could finish work on time, or as they call it, wiggle woggle timely woo. A crew was
don't read the editorialization.
No, that's what it says. A crew was dispatched from downtown Market, Cambridgeshire. That's a lot of things.
It's a bridge and a shire. Did they do a lot of impromptu song and dance, kind of like Mary Poppins?
Why would they not?
No. They just did all the unfunny Monty Python
skits. Stepping time?
Oh.
Stepping time. Everybody, stepping time.
Stop it.
Double body over here. Everybody, step in time.
Stop.
John, step in time.
John is going stepping time. No. Stepping time.
Stop it.
John, step in time.
No, I'm not doing this.
Stepping time.
Oh, boy.
Royce, read the story before we do this bitch much longer.
No, you keep going.
I thought they were saying steppy dime for a long time when I was a kid.
You're so dumb.
I couldn't understand the dumb accent.
You're so dumb.
A crew was
Dick Van Dyke should be murdered for that fucking
accent.
It was bad.
Oh, spoiler alert, he's already dead.
Yeah.
Ooh, should have been as what I should have said.
Dick Van
Dyke.
Dick Van
Dyke, I'm gonna kill him again. John, get on it.
Dick Van Lesbian.
We're trying to do a nice show.
I am so sorry. I stepped all over your joke.
That's very funny.
Very funny.
Dick Van Lesbian.
Oh my God! Why have I never heard that one?
I don't know. We've never said it. I guess.
Dick Van Lesbian. That's so good.
Marie loved that.
Blastastic.
Royce.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, so back to the chimney sweeps that dumped the body.
Yeah, chimney sweeps.
Oh.
An ambulance team has been branded inhumane after dumping a dead. Oh, I read that. This is why I'm not getting to it. You see, this is the reason.
Don't know what to do.
A body's no good when you have to go to the loo.
I don't think that's what happened. I don't believe that any evidence points to that.
Dick Van Dyke has like a very like his mouth. He looks like he was really good at giving head.
Actually, it would have been funnier if it was Penis Van Lesbian. A crew was dispatched from downtown Market, Cambridgeshire, state.
I don't understand.
Bridge.
How can there be a bridge and a shire?
Hill.
There's a bridge.
Mountain valley.
Next to the
we
shire.
We got a good football team. Do we do
state?
Oh yeah. What's the name of the Cambridgeshire football team, John?
The Tallywhackers.
Really?
He nailed it.
At 5:13 a.m. after plumber James Harrison was found outside Littleport Fire Station, 12 miles away. Don't let the name fool you. It's actually quite large. But rather than take 32-year-old body 22 miles to the mortuary at Addenbrooke's Hospital. We get it, England. You like fowls. Hospital in Cambridge, paramedics opted for the six-mile journey to LA Ambulance Station, where they dumped the body on the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Don't do that, guys.
Next to some rubbish bins. I can't believe people who's...
How gay was Mary Poppins' Step in Time on the Roof?
It's one of the worst musicals of all time. It's terrible.
So many men that just started dancing for no reason.
Well, don't you know musicals, Marie? That's what they do.
Step in Time was one of the best things ever.
They just kept popping out of chimneys.
I like the penguins. The animated penguins.
Oh, God, that sequence was annoying. Oh, what a terrible movie that was. I used to watch it as a kid, but even as a kid, I was like, eh, can we watch anything but this?
But this. Where was I? I can't believe people whose job it is to care for other people could be so cold about leaving someone's body somewhere. A member of Mr. Harrison's family, who asked not to be named, his name was Phil, told Mail Online.
Whoa, but Phil what? Said he didn't George want Harrison? To be named.
I don't know. Yeah. What happened? George? What happened is unbelievable.
Hey, troubles!
I hate you. Why is this happening? Jesus. I did not deserve this. I did nothing to no one for this.
It's amazing
that back then they needed that many chimney sweeps.
They need a lot.
Well, there's a lot of chimneys in London town.
Dude, there's like one building back there that's got 12 chimneys on one building alone.
Yeah, you think one guy cleans all those chimneys? It's
Dude,
not happening.
Guys, it was the after work program. It was their Zumba classes.
It was actually an after twerk program.
How do you think? They had to stay skinny to be able to fit inside those chimneys, so they had to step. That was their
they
Zumba.
They were skinny because it was right. World War One, and
How
they had nothing to
How much opium
eat?
Were they on?
A lot.
All of it.
And they're not called chimneys in England. They're called bricky fire smokers.
That's not even.
Everybody knows that.
And smokers is spelled with a U.
Oh, three U's, actually, and four O's.
Wow, that's a lot of U's.
They fucking love their vowels. We get it, England, you like vowels.
Hey, do you have a faggot?
I mean, on the show?
No.
I need to smoke one immediately.
Yeah.
What happened is unbelievable. I was disgusted. Last night, politicians and members of the public expressed their disgust at their pair's actions.
I know. It is disgusting that the chimney sweep is a job that's not employable anymore.
I don't
Know. Just taking jobs away from Americans and UKers.
And UKers? Is that what they like
yep,
to be called?
That's
UKers?
What I call them.
The original Americans.
In response to what they did to the body, they answered, "We love to laugh."
I don't believe that's
no.
What they did.
Oh, no.
Why did this?
I don't know why, and it's like, I don't know.
Is
she okay?
I love some Sherry Bobbins.
I don't like this. You should stop doing this right now. I'm going to stop reading the story if you're going to continue doing Mary Poppins things. And do not do Mary Poppins things with... stop it!
Why? But they like to laugh, though.
I love to laugh. Oh, that long and clear.
I forgot how bad this fucking play, movie, Broadway, whatever the fuck
it's
it was.
Getting worse every year.
Oh, this is the worst part of the movie.
That's just a terrible song.
Oh, God.
So,
I'm done with the story.
I kind of want to fuck Julie Andrews.
That's good.
She's dead.
I got you, bro. Don't worry. To lighten the mood...
Ashland City dentist charged with working drunk. An Ashland City dentist is facing criminal charges after authorities said he was drunk while performing a procedure on a teenager. Authorities arrested Stephen Kaufman, 54, of Hendersonville on Thursday and charged him with reckless endangerment and driving under the influence in violation of implied consent. Kaufman disputes the charges and says... saying the allegations are inaccurate and inflammatory.
How does the allegations are inaccurate and false?
It says the incident occurred at...
The incident occurred at...
A woman responded...
Hey, look, guys, Dutch is back.
That Kaufman's...
Kaufman's...
Was drunk.
Drunk.
Stop.
Stop.
I hate you. When the authorities arrived, they noticed Kaufman was unsteady on his feet, red watery eyes, and a strong odor of alcohol. Apparently, this
guy... I never liked your mother.
Oh, God. Why do we keep coming back to this guy? He's always so drunk and always hitting on mom. It's terrible.
It was just the one time, man.
Oh, my God. You're drunk right now.
You need to calm down.
Why is there not an animated GIF of Mr. Banks and Mary Poppins running around going, what's all this? What's all this? What's all this? What's all... Why is there not a GIF? I can't find it, and I need it. I need it right now.
Like, whatever the drugs that were popular when this thing was written, that... The writers were on that because nothing makes any sense in that fucking play.
Cocaine.
Movie, whatever. I'm thinking more opiates, dude.
Everybody well, it was based cocaine. Off a book, so they were only just doing what the book had.
The book is, yeah.
Nah, bro.
And actually, heroin? Disney fought for the rights to do Mary Poppins for years.
Did they ever fuck her?
That was the whole purpose of the new movie that Tom Hanks is in, Saving Mr. Banks, which I never saw.
It was actually really good.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did.
Good story.
But you
story.
Didn't Left Behind?
No.
At all? Not even
did
a little
I,
bit?
Did I tell you that my mom went to see Left Behind? Of her own volition?
She liked it?
She loved
like,
it.
All the way through?
Of course she loved it.
She was like, yeah, it was a great movie.
Oh, boy.
Is your mom religious, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, apparently in 2003, Kaufman extracted...
What happened to my kids?
In October 2003, Kaufman extracted a tooth from an 11-year-old child at a Halloween party without the consent of the child's parents.
But it had to come out, bro.
Why not? What?
In 2003, Kaufman extracted a tooth from an 11-year-old child at a Halloween party without the consent of the child's parents.
Oh, so the kid was losing his teeth, so he probably did the whole... dental floss and the door jam thing?
I didn't say exactly.
Lisa needs braces.
Dental plan. Board of Dentistry has disciplined Kaufman. He could still practice.
Well, here's the thing.
How hard is it to be fired as a dentist?
No, they got to keep every dentist around because who wants to work with teeth all day?
Yes, actually, they have the highest suicide rate.
Ew. Ew.
I thought it was air traffic controllers.
No, I wish. Sean wishes because his parents, I know.
What about gynecologists?
Gynecologists.
They're the happiest doctors.
Is that because they're all gay?
That's a guy that studies gonorrhea.
No, that's gynecologist.
Yeah.
No, like the OBGYN, the ones that always look like vajayjays all the time.
Yeah, dude. I would assume that would turn you gay over time. Looking at pussies all the time, be like, ugh. Look at this gross.
But notice how there's never any scandal in that. Like, there's never any news outrage about that. It's always like dentists.
I'm making a statement right now. I think all OBGYNs and gynecologists are gays.
Okay, that makes sense.
Everyone?
They're all gays.
I can't disprove it.
I don't think that's true. Marie, is yours gay?
I don't have one because I haven't had a baby.
That's true. She has not.
I thought
had
you guys
one.
Had to go but get checkups.
Yeah, don't you think like checkups or something?
Aren't you afraid you're going to like cook a loaf of bread down there?
From a regular
doctor.
You go
like Jiffy Lube or something? If you just go in there for.
If you're not preggers, you just go to your regular physician and he scoops out some vagina cells every year.
And sends it to a lab
and says you're fine.
Shovel?
Yes, with the sand
shovel.
Hey,
yeah, make it a tooth scoop. I'm hungry.
That's gross.
Hey, you want a gelato or more like a gelittle?
She smells like fish.
Why?
Probably because she was rubbing fish on her body. Royce, what is up with the man cave defense video? Is that good? Is it funny?
Nah. No, you
no?
can do another one if you
it's
want.
It's not good?
It's almost not that great.
A guy's just on the stand claiming yeah.
That's
the man
one we cave? Throw. That's the one we throw in the life preserver realm.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, well, I do have this one. 28,000 pounds awarded for a woman who fell off the toilet. A 61-year-old carer who was injured when she fell off the toilet of her Shankill Dublin home.
She's
has
Irish.
Been awarded.
An Irish lady fell off the toilet.
I had some sauce. I went to take a shite. I fell off on the porcelain, guys.
In circuit court, Judge Jacqueline Linnaney said that Isabella Sullivan got such a fright when a wall tile fell down as she sat in the toilet that she fell forward, injuring her right knee. Barrister William Martin Smith told, "Why would a coffee server be making any law decisions?" Told the court that MS O'Sullivan, which is the worst operating system,
but a great boat.
Only weeks before the September 2011 accident.
Accident?
No, 2011, not 2001.
Oh.
Had her bathroom retiled following a fire at her house in Rossingall Grove, Shankill.
Never forget, bro.
She sued
Rossingall. Read that town again?
Okay, sure. Rossingall Grove, Shankill. What? It's what? It's a little town.
Fuck.
I don't know. We should ask the OSW guys. Aren't they Irish?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they should read these stories for us. If you send them Irish stories, have them read them for us. That we can just comment. It'll be easier than me trying to do stupid accents.
Everyone Irish. From Ireland is stupid.
That's not true.
Oh, wait.
They're all
Everyone
drunks.
From Ireland is drunk.
That's more See? Like it. That's
they
way
beat their
like
mothers and their wives and little puppies in their eyes.
If you find a leprechaun, get his gold.
That's, there you go.
Da-doom, doom, 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 doom.
That's what happens in that country, right?
Yep. No, none of that. That's none of that happens.
I'm pretty sure I've listened to OSW Review, and that's what that
Are
happens.
You sure you've listened to OSW Review?
I listen to it all the time, and that's what I hear.
That's what I hear. They're punching leprechauns and females all over the place.
You really haven't listened, because they haven't even found Lucky Charms yet, you racist.
How could you not?
Do you want to end on NBC News' breaking news that the Goodfellas actor...
You asked for it.
The Goodfellas actor claims that The Simpsons stole his likeness and now he's suing.
Which
actor?
Where is this, story from?
I posted the picture.
Where's the story from?
NBC on the
Take
internet.
The spin, now you're in with the techno set. You go surfing on the internet.
Because there's like 7 minutes left and he likes to sue
go ahead.
And be miserable.
Chat room. That guy.
Okay, let's check him out.
Oh,
come on. I know this guy from The Simpsons.
He is broke because that's the only movie he's in and he's trying to do a money grab.
No, he's been in a few movies. He's been in a few things. He was in a...
23 years...
What's his name?
23 years after The Simpsons introduced the Springfield Mafia, actor Frank Silvero has filed a $250 million lawsuit against Fox Television Studios for basing one of the three animated wise guys on his Goodfellas character, Frankie Carbone.
He does that now.
Okay. What's wrong if they did do that? Like, how is that?
Silvero claims in a lawsuit filed on Tuesday in Los Angeles Superior Court that in 1989
I don't like that court. It always thinks it's better than me.
Superior Court?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the equal but not better court.
That's one so much better. Sorry.
Ooh. Go ahead, Marie. Then in 1989, he lived in a Sherman Oaks apartment next door to the Simpsons writers, and that the Simpsons producer James L. Brooks was highly aware of who Silvero was, the fact that he created the role of Frankie Carbone, and the Simpsons character Louie would be based on this character.
Now, but why is he suing him after all these years? That's the
25
thing I don't
years
get.
Later.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, here's the thing, though. Yeah. What damage is he claiming?
He
hasn't been able to get a job as a Simpsons character.
According to the complaint, the Fox long-running hit has grossed $12 billion from several revenue streams, including video games.
That hit is so gross.
So I guess he's saying
so he's claiming, like, you know, royalty.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. But I would say it does kind of
look
like him.
Yeah.
Does kind of look like him.
I wouldn't doubt if that were the fact, but I mean, dude, you can't. I mean, that has to be it, though. He has to be going through like a really nasty divorce, and you know, his dumb bitch is probably fucking a black guy and taking all of his shit, and that's the reason why he has to sue to try and get something done. He's always kind of thought about it. I was like, what if I sued Simpsons? I think they would settle out of court for at least $1 million. Let me sue them for $250.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you're right. The amounts are getting nuts. Just so they'll settle, I'm going to sue them for $50 billion. They'll settle for $1,000.
You got to aim high, bro.
It's too high.
You got to aim high. $50 billion. I'm suing you right now. Do you have it? Do you have $50 billion?
I'm not Warren Buffett, so no.
Do you have $1 million, maybe?
I mean, maybe.
All right, well, I'll take that.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
Was there a news article before where like Particle. Someone sued someone for like an unknown, it was like for like 50 trillion gazillion dollars, yeah, like that was the actual headline.
Yep,
all the money you got.
I'll take all the money you got in the
how
bag.
Much money you got. Yeah, I'll take that, and then and then some.
Oh, and another. This is another quick one, but
quickie.
Yeah, Chicago is obviously having
Chicago.
The windy city.
The Lone Star State.
The Double.
I don't think that's what we're called.
Our neighbors to the north, Chicago.
Better than South Carolina.
Chicago.
Much like the Shapoopy. Wall.
Okay. They are in a little trouble because they installed a bunch of...
A little
of,
treble?
A little
Big treble and little China?
A little
Big treble.
A little treble.
Oh, we got trouble.
A little treble that's...
Never seen.
A little treble that's my all midget a cappella band.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
Nailed it.
Anyway, Chicago decided...
You know, Royce, you should go just fly a kite.
Go to the highest height.
Up through the atmosphere.
Up
where the air is clear.
I hate your voice.
Let's go.
That was nice.
Oh, John Cleese is in this movie. I forgot about that.
Kike. Whoa, Walt Disney.
Whoa. Wait, what? What?
That's 100% what he wanted to have happen in there.
Yep. So what about Chicago?
Forget it. Doesn't matter.
Chicago.
Retro.
Just read it really fast and don't worry about what we say.
No.
Don't worry. We're not going to say anything. Go.
Red Show.
Greenway
coming up next.
Chicago.
The Red Show. Make sure you stay.
What about it?
By the way.
What? I'm sorry. Who stinks?
Taxi. He's a piece of shit.
Oh. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Tomorrow. Make sure you stay tuned for the stay tuned, I mean never leave morelikeradio.com. It's your homepage.
Open all the time in the background.
So stay tuned for that tomorrow, Cousin Joe show. Friday we have our new show is on Friday, isn't that Marie?
Deep V,
Dutch's favorite show.
They ripped me off.
They ripped his chest off. Any of the guys can put a text?
Probably a lot of them.
All right. Good job. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Red Show next. Stay tuned.
Is nobody going to read anything?
I forgot to say that.
Was a lot like you.
You guys are really bad at this.
I thought we were getting rid of that dumb bit.
No, that's you. You were thinking of.
No, because we're doing it before we didn't have a.
No, we were gonna get rid of you.
I mean, we should probably have this talk off air. Maybe off air.
You love me.
You're fired. Probably have this talk off air.
I'm scrolling back up and I see how hot these.
Portal ending. Step in time. Portal ending. Step in time. Portal one. Portal two. Portal ending. Step in time.
I don't like this. I like this.
It's your fault. Hey, I'm better than you because I'm not
playing. Cut the music. Cut the music. Stepping time. Cut the music. Stepping time. Stepping time.
All right, guys. We're out.
Did you think? Next step in time. Retro's up next step in time. Retro's up next step in time.
Well, you have been replaced. I don't need anyone now.